Om Shanti. Happy to see you all closely. We meet in class, but that's at a distance. Everyone got translation they need? Translation okay? Yeah? No? No translation. Translation okay. Special fortune to be able to have two Muralis on Shivratri. Saturday night, Sunday morning, Baba reminding us of our fortune and how much he loves us, but also reminding us suddenly anything can happen. Who's experienced sudden things happening in recent times? Some. And those who haven't, no doubt it will come. Like Baba said today, when you see Kali Yuga, what do you say? No, we know Baba told us already. And so one is suddenly, and the other is ever ready. Are we ever ready? And by ever ready, it doesn't mean, okay, well, I am what I am, so that's okay, I belong to God. But no, ever ready, have I reached my own highest potential? Have I come to the stage that Baba wants me to have, that I want to have for myself? That's ever ready. And if I'm not at that stage, then I'm not ever ready. I may say I am, but I'm not really. And also, am I ready to give up waste thoughts? And when I make Baba my world, Baba is mine. Baba gave us a very easy method. Everything gets merged in my Baba. Other things can happen otherwise, but when I say my Baba, everything is merged in my Baba. So, I love the sentence where Baba said today, Baba makes it easy for you to understand. And not just easy to understand, but easy to follow. You're not well? Okay. Come and lie down in the class. It used to happen with some people, especially in Madhuban. They would bring the bed easier in the days of Pandav Bhavan and the history hall, because there's this little courtyard behind the history hall. And so they would bring, I remember a few times, old mothers who were surrendered. And they were living in Madhuban, but they really wanted to be there for the Murali. So they'd bring the bed just at the back of the place, the Pandav Hall, Pandav Bhavan History Hall, and they'd be there. So it's really a chance to say hello and not take a class. You'll be here in class in a little while. But anything you want to say, you want to ask? Are all your friends okay? You're okay, you're here. But are your friends, the people you're sharing rooms with, are they okay? No one unwell? You manage the cold? Good. Is there any question? Trying to put a full stop very quickly. Whatever is going on, and as you can imagine, there's a lot going on. If there's a little center and there's 20 students, and we say there's a lot going on, and when there's Madhuban, and it's 3,000 Nivasis, and it's 20 to 25,000 people coming, bringing all their things with them, and so there's a lot going on. So I have to learn to put a full stop very quickly.
Om Shanti. I was just wondering, how do you think Brahma Baba in subtle reading remembers Shiv Baba? Because there is no need, right? So it's only for pleasure, or is it angelic, or is it point to point, or how is it happening? Is it automatic, or is it by will, or... Yeah.
Good question. I think it's my imagination, because Baba's never spoken about it. So it's not that Shiv Baba said this, but just what I feel. It's a relationship of love. And there's such deep love that Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba shared together from the moment of his incarnation. And that continues till now. And so sometimes they have a little bit of a chit-chat about why are the children so slow. And we hear about that when Baba used to have that sort of chit-chat in the subtle region. But otherwise, I think it's just the happiness of being together. You know, when a couple knows each other very well, then you don't have to say very much. You're just happy to be in each other's company and the presence. And so in the subtle region, Baba doesn't think too much. Sometimes he thinks about, well, what can I do to help the children move? But apart from that, he knows drama is ticking away in its own good time. And so he just enjoys being with Baba and that experience. So I don't think Shiv Baba is actually in Paramdham a lot. I think he's more in the subtle region with Baba. You have to come here and take the mic. If there's any other question, then you come and occupy that chair next to Aruna Ven. Tell us your name and where you're from, so that and that you're a first timer, so that people know. Oh, it's your second time.
Second time, yes.
Oh, okay.
And, yes, Om Shanti. Om Shanti, Sister Janti. Om Shanti. I'm Uma Fernandez from Global House. And also recently, because I've moved to Watford. And but we still connect quite a lot. And I visit Global House once a week. Can't give it up. So beautiful there. And my question is actually about dream. I've had a very, very sweet dream. And it's come back again last night for the second time. I dreamt my grandson who's six, the naughty little six, and my granddaughter, who's a chatterbox at four, of Narayan and Lakshmi. Playing beautifully down the stairs while I was upstairs doing their bed and things with all their crown and jewel. And I thought to myself, I actually peered over the stairs and looked down and had the most wonderful dream. And when I woke up, I was cuddled in my bed last night. I just wanted to know, how do you interpret that? What is the message?
Inspiration and joy.
Is that what it is?
Take inspiration to be like them and just experience the joy.
You mean help them to be like them too? Support them? As much as I can, really, I think.
Just do the best that you can. But the important thing is that you just take that inspiration from them.
Okay, thanks very much. Thank you.
Om Shanti.
Does everyone know who this is? Who doesn't know? Everyone knows, you sure know.
Thank you.
Ah, there are some people who don't.
Om Shanti. I'm Sister Sharona, currently stationed in Israel. Didi, can you just elaborate on this point from the Murli? You give blessings to yourself and soul become easily loved by the Father.
And when I'm giving blessings to myself, it means I'm following Srimad accurately. Because what you do in Sangam Yuga, you do the best that you can, but especially when you really want to bless yourself, you say, Srimad is what I have to do. And so if I'm following Baba Srimad, I'm giving blessings to myself. And so, of course, then Baba gives a lot of love. And if you're not experiencing Baba's love, check. Thoughts, words, deeds, where is it that Srimad is here and I'm somewhere here?
I am Michel from Serbia. Okay, two questions in one. Baba says we double foreigner have to make double intense effort. What does it mean practically? And what is your way to study the Murli? Because Baba speaks so much about studying. So what is your way of studying, Om Shanti?
Baba has spoken in Avyakt Murlis before now, in which Baba has explained that to go beyond the challenge of culture, language, systems, and to then become a Brahmin accurately, and not be held back by your culture, etc., etc., that's one effort the double foreigners in particular have to make. And even Indians who are born abroad, live abroad, they grow up with that culture of the country in which they are. So they also have to make that shift. And many, of course, also don't speak English, Hindi anymore. Second generation, third generation, Hindi is gone. And so they also have to make that effort of going beyond the barrier of language. So that's one level of effort. And I think I'm following Brahmin culture. But deep inside, I still have something that's telling me that this is the way I want it to be. This is the way it should be. And so that's still the old habit of my past culture that's pulling me. Discrimination? Am I still discriminative in my behavior? And where I take privilege for granted, and in today's world, white, brown, black, there's a hierarchy of privilege, and so where I take privilege for granted, that's also my old culture pulling me. I've forgotten I'm a soul and we are all souls. And so there's many subtle things about superiority and inferiority complexes connected with culture. So that's one effort, and then the other is the spiritual effort. Yeah? And then what was your second question?
What is your way to study?
Okay. At the moment, I'm studying to see what is it that Baba's underlining in several Murlis. The Avyakt Murlis, you see a pattern and Baba underlining a few things, in particular about dealing with waste. That's been the thread, not just through one Murli, but several Murlis. And so then to catch what is Baba signaling, that this is really the subject to deal with at this moment, because Baba keeps repeating it, emphasizing it. But also I see how in the Sakar Murlis, the theme of the three stories, the kathas, the story of the third eye, the story of becoming Narayan, the story of immortality, I think this is the fourth time Baba has repeated these three things in a different context each time, but it's come up again and again and again. And so just to find a way of helping me look at the Murli from a different perspective. Otherwise it's very easy to say, well, how many times have I heard these Murlis before? And then you're not catching the newness, and if you're not catching the newness for yourself, it means learning has stopped. So I have to find ways to keep my intellect engaged in the Murali. Otherwise, you get bored and then you stop absorbing and your dharana goes by the wayside. And so find ways in which you can study. And it's not one way. Like, for example, it was very interesting. I was in Delhi just for one day. And the thing that I picked up this time from Delhi was how one of the sisters goes through each Murali and she picks up different questions from the Murali for herself. She's doing this for herself. And then she's also doing something else. The question and answer from the Murali, and not just the three questions at the beginning, but there's many other questions that come up through the whole Murali. Like even today, Baba's definition of Praneshwar, the one who gives us life, was different. And Praneshwar means not just giving you a new birth, but actually changing you from Tamopradhan to Satopradhan, so that you're not just a living robot. And you see how some people become that in today's world. They're just going through the motions. It's as if they're not really in touch with their feelings and they're not able to have that personal interaction with people. And it's happening with young people a lot. And so, what is life? It's not really life at all. And so Baba comes and gives life, but also transforms us from here to there. So find different ways of stimulating your own intellect with the Murali. So at the moment I'm seeing what are the similar themes that keep coming up in the Muralis. Last question.
Om Shanti Didi. Om Shanti everyone. I'm Priyanka from Harmony House, Leicester, UK. My question is, like in last 2 days we had Avyakt Murali on Shivratri and yesterday as well. What one thing which touches you so deep personally, which you would suggest us for this whole year to practice on as a youngster, because Baba especially mentioned double, like for double foreigners, Tirva Purusharth, double Tirva Purusharthi. And how to practice on that so that we can attain that stage. Thank you.
I think the secret is what Baba has been mentioning, and I mentioned it briefly now, but really getting rid of waste. And so how quickly, let me put it differently. Yesterday's Murali was more about recognizing Maya, and you get to know yourself, or you have to get to know yourself. It's a process, and you have to make yourself go deep inside and find out what is the main cause for my waste thoughts. And so I was very touched by yesterday Baba differentiating between knowledgeable and knowledgeful, because normally we'd say, well, it's just a question of right language, and the right language is knowledgeable. But Baba uses the word knowledgeful. And then yesterday's Murali clarified this. You can be knowledgeable about anything, many things, but knowledgeful is only when God comes to teach you. Then, how well do I know myself? To what extent do I have that full awareness of what are my blocks, what are my weaknesses, what is it that's causing me waste thoughts? And when I begin to identify that, I can deal with it. And there will be different things for different people. Sometimes it's people's habits that trigger me. Sometimes it's the news that I'm hearing of the world that's triggering me. What is it? Maybe it's jealousy, maybe it's attachment, maybe it's ego. But whatever it is, just find out. And then, once you know yourself that well, you'll see Maya coming at a distance. You'll be able to see what is it that's likely to trigger me. And you make sure you don't get triggered. Otherwise, the door's kept open And like Baba said, then again, you justify. Yes, I know I'm a bit lazy. I know it's okay, but I've got enough time. It'll be okay. So then that's offering hospitality to Maya, entertaining Maya. So.
Om Shanti, sister, and my family. I'm Rafat from Iran. Sister, I am very lucky. I feel I am in heaven. What's my responsibility? I am in heaven. I feel.
You're lucky, count your blessings and carry Baba's love with you back to Iran and share that love with everyone who's in connection with you, but also at Amrit Vela, after you finish your meditation, spend 5 or 10 minutes just giving Baba's light to Iran. And there's very special Tuli. It's from Baba's Bhog tree. So it's tiny, but special. Filled with a lot of power. Can I take your help, Maureen?
दीदी जब आत्मा शरीर छोड़ती है तो वो तो दूसरा जन्म ले लेती है तो जीव क्या करता है जीव भी होता है ना तो वो शरीर के साथ चला जाता है
The question is when someone dies then the soul leaves So what happens to the jeev? But the jeev is the body. And that finishes. We burn it or we bury it. So mud returns to mud, earth to the earth. Nature pulls the elements.
Please, Hindi.
Shareer ko hum jalate hai na. To wo to khatam ho jata.
Haan.
To bas samapti.
To jeev uske saath chala jata hai.
The jeev alag cheez nahi hai. जब आत्मा शरीर में है उसको जीव कहते हैं
okay.
तो फिर आत्मा गई तो इसमें तो कोई जान ही नहीं
नहीं
तो बस उसको चला देती फिनिश
ओके थैंक यू दीदी
ओम शांति हेलो टू एवरीवन गुड मॉर्निंग Just to get an idea, we have so many countries, just very quickly, to know who's here, where do we start? Anyone here from Iceland? No? Belgium? No? France? Just, okay, just stand up and then sit down. Okay, France. Holland? Welcome. Belgium, Holland, Italy, no, yes, welcome, Spain, welcome, Portugal, oh, wow, big group, Portugal, Germany, yeah, welcome, Austria, welcome, Austria, anyone from Eastern Europe, Hungary, one from Hungary, stunner, Bulgaria, oh wow, Bulgaria, Hungary, Slovakia, Serbia, okay, Greece, 1, 2, 3 from Greece, where? Cuba. Oh, Cuba suddenly in Europe. Welcome. Very warm. Okay. Okay, so now the middle. Anywhere else in, well, UK?
part of Europe still geographically. Oh my goodness. Okay, I have to stand up as well, yes. Anywhere else from Europe that I missed? Oh, Denmark. Norway. So Denmark, Norway. Finland, okay. Norway, Denmark, Sweden. Canada. Wow. Gentle Ben, our region has suddenly expanded. Cuba to Canada. I suppose part of the Arctic Circle, is that how you're doing it? Okay, all right. Where?
Alaska.
Okay, I think I've got everyone from there. Okay, so Kuwait? Welcome. Syria? Here's Syria. Welcome, Syria. And for the first time, they flew from Damascus Airport, right? After how many years? Many years. Great. Yeah. Lebanon? Israel? Welcome, Israel. UAE? Dubai, Sharjah, all of that. UAE, welcome. Oman? Okay, my geography is quite good, isn't it? what have I missed out? Bahrain, no one. Where else? Egypt, Qatar. Okay, Egypt first. There's someone from Egypt. Where is she? Not here? Huh? No, Egypt. Sonia's saying Egypt is Africa, so should we have an argument that it comes under Europe, under London, as far as I know, but don't know where she is. And so Bahrain, and who did I miss out? Qatar. Hello, Qatar. Okay, great. Anywhere else? Oh, of course, Iran. Yes. Beautiful. Great. Wherever it is, Baba's children find a way to come, don't they? Anywhere else? Missed out? Turkey. Oh, Turkey, come on, stand up. Okay. Turkey. Is that it now? Speak now or? Oh, Romania. Oh, there is someone. I saw her. Romania. Where is Ioana? She didn't come. Okay. All right. No, I saw. Okay. Okay. Found it. Yeah, well, that's fine. Okay, so there's someone from Romania. Okay. I did say France, didn't I? Yes, okay. Om Shanti. Thank you so much. Now you can have Tuli. Oh, if you're vegan, let Sister Genti know. And then you won't get any. No, sorry, there's Tuli for you. Okay.